information about the beneficial uses of atomic energy knows no national boundaries. The facts are available today, for nuclear energy isn't waiting to help people everywhere in some brave new world of the future. The peaceful atom is here now to serve what President Eisenhower has termed the need rather than the fears of mankind. Nuclear reactors or atomic furnaces like this one provide the product that makes possible practical applications of nuclear energy. That product is the radioisotope, the atomic tracer, a common element tagged with radiation like a sheep with a bell. In the past 8 years, the United States has made more than 47,500 shipments of radioisotopes to more than 2,000 users in this country and almost 3,000 shipments to 53 countries all over the globe at or below cost. Metallurgists, engineers, and construction workers have a new partner, an inexpensive partner, in the atom. But the atom is more than a symbol. Locked in its tiny nucleus is tremendous energy. In a piece of uranium the size of a walnut, there's as much potential energy as in the amount of coal to fill a 100-car train. The question is how to get this power, how to put this vast energy to work in the power plants to run the turbines of tomorrow. Right now, out of these first nuclear machines, we're not buying power. We're buying knowledge. Knowledge that we wish to share. The United States will open a reactor training school where scientists and engineers from abroad may learn the working principles of atomic energy. In a message to the Atoms for Peace exhibit in Rome, President Eisenhower said that history will one day record as the most far-reaching physical accomplishment of the century, or even of 20 centuries, the discoveries which in recent years unlocked for the use of mankind the boundless energy of the atom, the versatile, peaceful atom that promotes agriculture, fights disease, provides valuable radioactive traces for science and industry, that is the basis for future economical power for cities, homes, and factories. America, as President Eisenhower pointed out to the United Nations, deeply desires to join countries all over the globe in adapting the atom to the art of peace.